DW.
So what you see now, he is driving close to a tree, and he's gripping the tree, and just by less than 1 second he was felling the tree, and now he's taking away the branches. And you saw that two timber pieces and one pulp pieces. And now it's time for the next one again. So there it goes.
The harvesting machine has left a scene of environmental devastation. A football pitch-sized swathe of spruce and pine just gone. Nothing but stumps and branches left poking above the slushy snow. But Södra Skog, the cooperative whose strategist Göran Erlander is showing me round, claims that by cutting down trees, selling wood and then replanting the land, the cooperative's many thousand forest owner members together reduce the amount of carbon in the atmosphere by more than 9 million metric tons. That amounts to about one-fifth of Sweden's total carbon emissions. And Södra requires forest owners to protect the environment too.
They need to make something for biodiversity, and it's quite high standards. So the broadleaf trees that you see, the pine trees, you see the high stumps, you can see behind you here, it's left for biodiversity.
Global wood extraction is at record levels, with close to 4 billion cubic meters of it harvested in 2018, up 9% on 2014. On the way to Södra's headquarters in the city of Växjö, we pass a whole new district of high-rise apartments, built solely out of wood. Wood fibres are touted as a replacement for polyester and nylon in clothes, as a source of biodegradable plastic packaging, and for biofuels to replace petrol, diesel and jet fuel. As trees grow, they absorb carbon, so assuming all trees felled are replaced by new ones, wood as fuel is carbon neutral. When it's used in buildings, it stores carbon for as long as they stand. These forests, in the county of Småland, are the fastest growing in Sweden. But even here, it will still be another 70 years before the area can be harvested again. In total, Sweden's forests absorb and store a net 50 million metric tons of carbon dioxide every year.
Storing carbon, replacing carbon when we use it, it's sort of a very, very nice thing.
Once we're installed in Erlander's office, I ask how the rush for wood is affecting business.
We can see an increasing demand for almost all of our products. Everyone wants to have biofuels to replace fossil fuel. Perhaps what you don't think about is that a lot of products are fossil-based, like building materials, even the clothes that we have. One of the things is that we are building a new factory in cross-laminated wood, and we have invested in biofuels.
So could these biofuels, talking about producing, replacing jet fuel as well?
Well, it's possible to replace jet fuels as well. We see a demand for jet fuels, and Södra has a cooperation with KLM on jet fuels.
Södra will in the next 3 months announce the results of a pre-study carried out with the Dutch airline on the feasibility of making wood-based jet fuel at its pulp mills. Across Drummen, one of Växjö's three lakes, Erik Tilgren, CEO of the local heat and power plant, is showing me round.
Our recent heat and power block was commissioned in 2015. We now have the capacity to, even in the coolest winter days and weeks, to be able to use biomass only, no fossil fuel whatsoever.
In December, the plant became 100% fossil fuel free, and he's confident of his supplies.
There is still a potential of at least twice the amount of residue streams in the forest today that is only left there. Actually could hamper replanting in the forest. So they should really be taken out. So I'm not worried at all.
But his plant sits in the middle of the most productive forest land in Sweden. In the UK, Denmark and elsewhere, plants like this have to import wood pellets. And with all the other new demands on wood, will there be enough of it to go round? A further short walk around the lake, I meet Johan Berg, Professor of Forestry at the local Linnaeus University, and he's not so sure.
Countries with good conditions like Sweden and Finland, we have a low population and we have a lot of forest and we have effective forestry. I think we will be able to cover that. But globally, I don't think the forest resource is enough. A lot of forest is needed to replace fossil fuel in vehicles. That would consume at least half of the annual growth in Sweden, for example, to do it in the national level. And of course, in a global level, it's much, 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 much more.
He thinks Sweden, Russia and Canada could all easily double the volume of trees in their forests. But he believes that the world would sequester more carbon if companies instead focused on producing the maximum amount of wood and used it to replace concrete and steel in buildings and fossil fuels in textiles and plastics.
So if we have a more effective forestry, you could increase the production quite much.
And that would free up an enormous resource for building and transport and things like that.
Yes.
But you think that even if you saw that sort of increase, you wouldn't have enough material to replace fossil fuels?
No, not even then.
Moving from fossil fuels to sustainable wood products has to be a good thing. But as a climate-friendly resource, wood, it seems, cannot do it all. Richard Orange for DW in Växjö, Sweden. DW.